A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away,
you're listening to Star Wars Beyond the Films, the official expanded universe podcast of StarWarsReport.com.
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
That's right, Whisper. Welcome to episode 210 of Star Wars Beyond the Films, your Star Wars discussion podcast, your podcast of legends as well as canon, your ticket to that galaxy far, far away. Our episodes broadcast on the Star Wars Report website, 2nd Airborne Division at www.starwarsreport.com. Episodes can also be found on iTunes as well as Stitcher and right on our own Twitter and Facebook pages at SW Beyond Films. Hey, but enough about how you got here. Let's get this show started. I'm one of your hosts, the defender of the EU, the champion of the multiverse, the bipolar Star Wars fan, Mark Herleman. And with me, like that feeling that true legends never die, the EU guru himself, the Count of our two continuities, Mr. Nathan B. Butler!
Hello, everyone! Hello, hello! Thank goodness the year is almost over. Oh my gosh, we got Rogue One coming up, and for a teacher, we're just a few weeks out from having a real break. Not this little stressful Thanksgiving break thing. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Yes, indeed, we're recording the day the Rogue One tickets are being sold. I'm seeing nothing but got mine, got mine, got mine all over the social webs. I will not be getting mine until the day of. I'm taking that rare gambit.
Living dangerously.
I am. I think this is the one time that living in a smaller city kind of benefits me because I've never had to worry about getting my tickets early. I've never had to worry about showing up and being turned away. It was full. But also I'm working at the theater, so I'll get to see the movie like a day or two before everybody else. So I am going to go see it on the opening day because I'll be seeing it with my family at that point. I'm totally pulling the lying to them. Like they when they found out I'm going to be watching it with the theater group, they were kind of like really, really pissed off. And I was like, guys, like, what's the point of working at the movie theater if I can't watch Star Wars movies before the rest of the world? Like, I get it. Like, you want to watch it with dad, but dad's got to watch it first. Come on now. You know this.
Screw you, children.
I'm evil.
Wow.
I'm evil.
See, I never got that kind of benefit when I worked at a theater, but granted, that was quite a while ago. Now, we got our tickets. We're going to go. My wife works until about 7:30 that night, so we're not doing the very first showing, which is just sort of a traditional regular showing, but we're going to go to one at 10:15 that night. That's good. That's the XD 3D thing that Cinemark has, which is this larger screen but not like IMAX size, and has the real D3D and all that. So we're gonna go do that. Once again, we are going to see it in the town in which Riley and Bethany live, while they go see it in Atlanta itself. So once again, ships passing in the night. But eventually, I swear, we're gonna be able to pull off a meet. Maybe when we get a couple weeks from now, or I guess about a week from now, actually, when we finally have the X-Wing VR mission for Battlefront, I'll be able to be like, come on, come on. Hey, VR was able to lure Michael from Cloud City Casino down this way, so there you go.
I keep seeing all you Georgians, and I'm just like, okay, I started a Facebook group for fans in Oregon. I'm like, all right, Star Wars fans in Oregon, come on. I know you're out here. Georgia can't be the capital of all Star Wars endeavors, but it seems to be the case.
Well, just give it time, because most of the people in your area are probably still rioting.
Yeah, there is that. There is that.
I'm just saying. So I guess the news on this end, I did also just finish and submit a story for a new anthology that's coming out.
Nice.
James Robert Cruz Wilder, or Jim Wilder.